Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You know we got the stars in the building, and we got a big star right now. Money Bo in the studio with
What's going on, bruh? Man, it feels so good to be back. The love that I'm getting, man. To sign this one day. Retirement. I really want to put the cliques right back on.
This would be a great time to do it, huh?
Right, with my homes out there at the center. Man, it'll be magic.
Imagine what your career would have been like right now if you had him as your quarterback for all those years, huh?
Oh, my God. Then you wouldn't hear about all the other greats like Odell and all these guys. So I had my time, and I did what I did when I did it. Matt Castle was an awesome quarterback.
Yeah.
Let's see who else I got. I had Damian Hewitt, old school dinosaur quarterback. I mean, I can go far as back as the early 90s with my quarterbacks, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir, but we on the bigger and better things now for what we're seeing and hearing, huh, in these streets.
That's right, that's right.
Dan, tell me about some of this music you've been working on lately. First of all, we got to talk about Rolling Loud, because you actually performed at Rolling Loud. You're actually here to tell the story, man.
Definitely. I'm glad I made it out. The first rap leak to actually perform on a big stage like that.
How was that?
Oh, man, it was just like the game when we broke the record with the most noise.
It
felt the same. The fire, the crowd, the energy, man. And just the young guys I collab with, like Trippie Redd. Shout out Trippie Redd. I mean, these guys embraced me in the music industry just like I did when they was fans of the football. So it goes both ways, man. And I just dropped the album. My new single comes out today called Drip on Drip.
Okay.
Everybody go get that. The album is No Referee. Now that I hung it up, it's No More Referee. I got my own rules, my own label. I play by my rules.
Man, you got to tell me about the transition. What made you decide this is the career I want to do right now? Doing this right here, doing the rapping and everything,
actually,
man.
I'm sure a lot of people might not notice about me, but actually when I was like 13, 14, I was freestyling with the boombox. When you push play and record, I was freestyling back then before I even touched the football, but I needed to do something to get out of the situation in the hood, so I took the football route, and it popped for me, but my real true love was always in music and expressing myself and, you know, being a good guy and being a funny guy, so music just brings that other side of me that a lot of people might not know.
Were you surprised that a lot of people shocked about the skills that you displaying when they hear you? Because when I first heard you do a song, you sound like a natural rapper to me. Like, honestly, if you had told me you were doing that the whole time and never played football, I wouldn't have known the difference.
Exactly, but I appreciate that. I appreciate the props. But I've been doing it, you know, for a long time. I just, you know, when you're playing football, you have to put all your focus, your concentration, your energy into this one sport, which I did, and I did the best that I can do at that position. Now it's like I'm my own label, I'm my own boss, so now let me go to my first love, which is football. I mean, rapping, and I hope people love the transition.
Yeah, man. So tell me about this No Referee album. Who you work with? What can we expect with this?
Oh, man, I work with a lot of great producers. One of you guys' very own that did what's that song? Royal Blue. Nave Manjo.
Yeah, shout out to Nave.
Shout out to Nave. He produced the whole album. He's good dude, man. Yeah. Got some tracks with him. Ball Greasy. The list goes on, man. It's Trippie Redd. I can go on and on. I want you guys to listen to it before I tell you. I don't want to break the secret, but
Nah, don't do that, man.
Yeah.
Give them something to expect, man.
I'm giving them suspense.
When is that whole album gonna drop?
The album actually, the single drops today in I think an hour or so, right? And the video drops today.
Good.
And tomorrow at the Uptown Theater, I might give you guys a little show, depend on if I got to do this other little event. But
ooh,
if not, I might give you a two-piece for the free. You
ooh,
know?
There is a big show going on tomorrow night
at the Uptown.
I know exactly what
tickets.
You're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Boosie and all that.
Shout
okay.
out Building Bridges. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. That's a real good look for you, man. I know you love hitting the stage. You approach it like you approach hitting Arrowhead when you hit the stage. Oh. It's all action straight to it. Energy and all that, huh?
Yeah, man. And I love the fans. They give me the same energy as I was on the field, man. That's why I think I enjoy it. The same, because they give me the same energy, the same. And when you just look at somebody in there giving you those same words that you're giving them, it's like, whoa. And you're speaking them, but positive and you know, good spirits. It feels good.
Yeah, you're talking about the positive vibes. That's what you want to spread with your music, right?
Definitely.
That's what's up. We got Money Bo, Dwayne Bo. Make sure you get ready for the. Make sure you go check out the video. You say it's already out now. Okay, go check it out on YouTube and all that.
YouTube an hour. Drip on drip.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing about this. You're already dripping right now over here on the other side of the glass. I see it.
Yes, sir.
If they want to follow you, you're on social medias and all that. Make sure, where can they follow you at and all that?
_MoneyBo, IG, Twitter, Facebook. all that good stuff. Underscore Money Bo. All
right, man. I'm about to get ready to check out that single, check out the video and everything, man. Sir. And look forward to talking to you, man. When you get that album out, man, I want to get a copy or I'll have it up on social media and all that good stuff, man.
Definitely. I'm going to lace you. Hot 103. You know what it is. Your boy Money Bo. The show. The rap league.